This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here as we broadcast from my flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, keeping us free and safe. Thank you to them. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs all across the country and around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, and oil did finish up last week, so that's good for them. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or once you get in there on the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, click on the like button and then jump into the chat room like a whole bunch of people are doing right now. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and hello again.
Good morning.
Now, one of the things that they made a lot of hay about over the weekend was the fact that the online viewership for the speech was 4 million people. That was the most ever for any political speech given by any candidate or president.
Okay, I don't know where that number came from.
It came from all the different sources they had out there from watching. That's where it came from. It came from the networks they did it. I saw the little tabulation. I'll have to get it for you. But there was a tabulation of how many people were watching on the different sources. But there you go.
How many networks aired it?
Let's see. CNN, Fox.
We had CNN on. My husband had it on in the living room.
It was online. It was not on the network. It was online, like on their online page they had, because I had it on there in the studio. And it also was on One America News Network. It was on Newsmax. Yeah. It was on Fox, and it was on Salem. It was on a lot of different other places, too. But online. May not have been on air on TV, but it was online. So there you go. Now, question. And I just wanted to throw that out there. I really want to talk about John Bolton. Now, has he sold his country out for the price of a book, $29.95, because that's what Senator Tim Scott's saying?
Well, it appears that based on classified material, that he exploited access to classified material in order to include it in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And they went through 6 or 7 months to take out classified material. But when you have a piece of information over here that stands alone, it's not classified, and you add it to something over here and over there, and you kind of put it all on the table, then that topic becomes classified, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So the White House finished one section, then handed it off to the lawyers. And when that handoff happened, that's when he wasn't going to wait any longer. So the judge came out and said, he admonished Bolton and pretty much said, you know, the horse is out of the barn, because it's already in distribution. In fact, it comes out tomorrow on the bookshelves. But essentially, he sold out his book for $23.
I just got an email here from one of our listeners. This is Molly, and Molly is in Denver, Colorado, listening to us on AM 710 The Answer. Hello, Molly. She said, I have heard from many of my friends that the people were afraid of the protesters and the rioters, that they were going to beat them up or there was going to be some sort of violence. So they were trying to protect themselves, their family members and friends, by not showing up, knowing they could watch it online. That was her comment, and thank you for the comment, Molly. Your thought?
Well, I mean, there was certainly a lot of that. I mean, those that, you know, were here in Florida, we watched it on network TV.
Yep.
I know Breitbart was airing it, and several others were certainly airing it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also saw where, and you don't know where all these things come from to know if they're necessarily true, but I also saw that they considered it temporary federal status, meaning that those that had weapons with them, which you can carry in Oklahoma, they had to leave or
Correct.
Get rid of their weapons.
Correct.
So, again, I don't know where all this comes from, but, you know, there was so much effort to sabotage the rally that mm-hmm. I think in a lot of cases, it did work.
Yeah, to that degree, absolutely. But some of the people that didn't go, they went because they were afraid of whatever they were afraid of. Now, did you hear about all the, and we're going to run out of time, so I'm going to save that, but we're going to talk about all the shootings that happened over the weekend, including one that happened up there in the new country of Chop. We'll get to that in a minute. But in the meantime, we're seeing that in Atlanta, the woman that there is suspected of burning the Atlanta Wendy's may have, in fact, been this Rayshard Brooks' girlfriend.
Correct.
Wow. Has that been confirmed?
Pretty much. It's in the video. I mean, it's in the body cam that the police officer had. I mean, that was pretty well established when the video came out.
Yeah, because he mentioned her name a couple of times anyway. Wow. Well, geez, what a strange world. And is there another woman they're looking for? Was there two of them?
Yeah, they're looking for two of them. One was all in black, and then there was the girlfriend. Natalie White is her name.
Okay, all right. Hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about what happened this weekend around the country in some of these blue cities and some of these demonstration zones with the shootings that occurred and the fact that they wouldn't let the first responders, in a couple of cases, get close enough to begin with. Man, oh man. Be right back.
Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch broadcast.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our very good friends over at Balance of Nature, BalanceofNature.com. Now, I am currently taking the fruits and veggie capsules, and I would strongly recommend those because we all know we don't get enough of our daily fruits or vegetables. I certainly don't. And this is a way I can do it because not only do I get enough of my fruits and vegetables, I get 10 times more than I need to have. And guess what it's doing for me? It's caused my appetite alarm at night to stop. I'm not munching on candy bars. I'm not eating potato chips, none of that stuff. And as a result, I've lost 21 pounds, which is pretty good for me. And my blood pressure has dropped down considerably. Again, my doctor thinks it's because of what I'm taking, these Balance of Nature capsules. So if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach, and they'll be happy to work with you. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8759. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and we'll talk first of all about this video that was this from Friday night. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
Okay, and in Atlanta, there were some people that were walking over to where the Wendy's is that was burnt, which is now being called Ground Zero, correct?
Correct.
And somebody opened up with what could have been an AR-15 or maybe a .223. It definitely sounded like a rifle, and hit at least one woman in the leg. And then the video from there shows her on the ground and screaming and all that.
What is happening here is that that Wendy's, or what was the Wendy's, is now a contested area. So it's every night there's some kind of a protest rally kind of gathering there that goes sideways. And so 3 nights ago, things went very, very sideways. And there was an awful lot of gunfire. At the end, where the woman gets hit, she's about a half a block away.
Mm-hmm.
She was just, kind of standing there watching. She ended up getting hit in the leg.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, serious, but, nonetheless serious enough. But what you need to notice is there's no police.
Right.
There's none.
Right.
There's zero.
Yep.
And that has not, that condition has not improved.
Mm. Well, we have a same situation going on up in Seattle where a teenager was killed, another one wounded, and not only would they not allow the police into the area to begin with, the EMTs who requested police backup to get them in, they wouldn't let them in. So as a result, someone died on the street.
Well, it's alleged that there were two shootings, and Seattle PD is trying to determine if there was actually
right.
two incidents. But,
right.
the police are not welcome.
Nope.
And so, they tried to get there, and they were trying to say to the protesters in Seattle, we're trying to get to the victim. That's all we want to do. Some were screaming that, where are they? Where are the first responders? Where is the ambulance? And others are saying they can't come in. So, this is where we are.
Yeah.
I think there were 24 deaths over the weekend. I think 10 of them were in Chicago.
That's right, with 56 wounded in Chicago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is in Minneapolis, they had a shooting incident at a party or something that went awry Saturday night with one person killed, 11 people wounded. And again, that was another situation where the police had a problem trying to get there right away. But they did get in and they were able to treat the people that were wounded. I guess that's because cooler heads prevailed or something. But this is ridiculous what's going on right now.
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. These two officers in question in Atlanta, the DA said they're not seeking the death penalty. Well, let me tell you something. You can give them life in prison, or you can give them 5 years, or you can give them 10 years, whatever it ends up being. But when they go to prison, it is a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
The worst place a cop can be is in prison.
That's
in
correct.
Jail.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to be a death sentence. Hello?
Yeah. And, of course, now there's a charge of discrimination against the guards that are watching over the police officer. Brosnan, I think is his name. He is being watched over by predominantly white officers, and they're saying, well, that's discrimination. They're taking care of their own or some stupid stuff like that. Well, I get it. I understand it.
Well, here's the other thing, and a lot of people don't understand, because they have so many blue flu call-outs in Atlanta, is that they have actually taken a number of prison guards out of prison guard duty and put them on the streets. And they said, well, hey, we don't know how to use weapons. Well, we're going to put you through a 30-minute training class, learn how to use a weapon, and you're out on the street driving an APD car.
Yeah. Yeah. Now let's talk about Attorney General Barr, because two things of significance came out yesterday from him. First of all, social media starting to censor views is problematic to the Attorney General. That's number one. But number two, he came out and mentioned the U.S. Attorney and John Durham's investigation. He called it the probe. He said, we may have developments by the end of the summer.
Yeah, he did.
Yep, and that's the Attorney General saying that. That's not Denise, that's not me. So I'm saying, okay, wouldn't that be something coming up, say, the 1st of October to have out there?
Well, we knew that was going to happen.
Right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's what we've been waiting on. We're waiting not only on the Durham report, We're waiting on Senator Ron Johnson, who is doing the Biden-Ukraine investigation and possibly even the China part of it.
Yeah.
And then we're waiting on Lindsey Graham to go through the 53 subpoenas and getting those testimonies. So we're clearly have some things in the pipeline.
What do you think about Jim Acosta having to go over the wall at the CNN building in Atlanta to get into his own office? No, that I'm being facetious, but CNN is building a 12-foot wall around their Atlanta center after what happened during the riots earlier in the last couple of weeks.
Okay, well, Jim Acosta isn't based in Atlanta, but anyway.
No. But maybe he should be. He wants his own show, remember?
But, you know, let them do what they want to do. I don't care.
All
I
right. Now
I know downtown Atlanta very well, and I've been in that CNN building, and it'll be interesting to see how they necessarily do it, because, I mean, there's the street, there's the curb, there's the sidewalk, there's the building. There's not like there's a lot of space.
Correct.
So, whatever.
Now, the U.S. health officials, our health officials, are warning about the COVID-19 coronavirus now shifting in a radical direction towards those in their 20s or 30s. The ones that weren't going to get it, that we didn't need to worry about, now suddenly they're getting it or testing positive?
Well, they're also getting a little on the sloppy side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you list some of the restrictions, and, you know, that age group is just, you know, gone back to normal life here, and they're not doing their social distancing. They're not, you know, necessarily taking all the sanitary hygiene precautions that they should be taking. But interestingly enough, look at the age group that's protesting, too.
Yeah, all the younger folks. Matter of fact, college is out there on the street. So are some of the professors, I might add. Now, statues of Ulysses S. Grant, Francis Scott Key, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington are all...
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yep, Teddy Roosevelt on the horse of all things are being... and by the way, the Native American and the colored soldier that were with Teddy Roosevelt, they were members of the Rough Riders. If you go look up the history, you'll see it.
All of these people were taught in middle school and high school U.S. history by using a book called A People's History of the United States. The author was Howard Zinn. That book has been in use, I know, 20 years with several iterations, okay? Howard Zinn in the public school system, and then it's spilled over into academia. Howard Zinn is an avowed Marxist.
Okay.
So I posted about it. I mean,
go to founderscode.com, everybody, and check it out. You're going to get cut off. Go to founderscode.com and check it out. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. In the meantime, I'll be right back with our next military and veterans news segment. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. I'll be right back.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On TV this evening, CBS's 60 Minutes is looking into the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Leslie Stahl talked with the Minneapolis police chief about early statements from the department that were lies.
So as I understand it, there was something released to the press that George Floyd had resisted arrest and that he had, I'm going to read this, died, quote, after a medical incident during a police interaction.
That was preliminary information. That was absolutely an official police statement. However, that was not accurate.
So it makes you wonder that if there hadn't been that video that someone took on their phone, that would have been the end of it.
And that cuts to the very core of why we have distrust in our communities.
George Floyd's death has prompted international protests. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our second Military and Veterans News segment of the morning, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses to serve you. We will tell you where those campuses are once National Aviation Academy gets a chance to tell you about themselves, and we'll tell you a couple of different things to go along with that. So here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more people that have been furloughed or laid off or lost their jobs are looking for something else to do. You may be sitting here right now listening to me going, National Aviation Academy, are they the real deal? Well, short answer, yes. They are more than the real deal. And here's what can happen to you. If you are a military veteran post 9/11, more than likely your educational benefits are going to be intact. You'll be able to get your training there at the National Aviation Academy, paid for, compliments of the U.S. government and Uncle Sam. Now, if you're pre-9/11, you probably have already used up your benefits, or maybe they've expired. So you can apply the way everybody else does that's not a veteran through the student loan program and qualify that way. Now, if you qualify that way, you'll get in the same class, get the same books, the same opportunities, and away you go. Now, let me tell you. National Aviation Academy is not your average type of training school. They have two locations, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, one in Clearwater, Florida, outside Tampa Bay, right here on the west side of the bay. They will get you a job right off the bat that's going to pay you about $60,000 a year to start for a 40-hour week. And guess what? It only gets better, because if you want to work more than that, the demand is there for the aviation maintenance techs, because all this aircraft that's on the ground that they're going to be bringing back that's been parked is going to have to be reinspected and worked on by an aviation maintenance tech. They do not have enough. So if you want to get in on this ground floor level, get a hold of the National Aviation Academy by going online to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. naa.edu, the website. 800-659-2080. The telephone number. Tell them the captain sent you. Now, a Fort Bliss soldier a week ago allegedly opened fire on police officers responding to a call from the El Paso, Texas residence where he was. He apparently fired from the house window, wounding one officer before he himself was shot. Again, another situation where this could have been PTSD. And the sorry situation is, if nobody reports it, if nobody says anything, and you know about something like this, then shame on you. You have to bear in some of the responsibility, because you have to look out for these young men and women who don't think it can happen to them, and it does. And if they're exhibiting signs for their own good, you need to tell somebody. Now, here's what to expect from the Army's new electronic warfare effort. With a pair of contract awards over the last 2 months, the Army has kicked off the very first phase of its program to deliver to brigades the first ground-based integrated signals intelligence electronic warfare and cyber capability. That is huge, because they'll be able to counter on the ground from the battlefield what's being done for them from up above via a satellite or whatever. Now, Army Command Sergeant Major Eric Schmitz of Army Intelligence and Security Command, known as INSCOM, died in Fairfax County, Virginia, and he will be missed. He will be missed. Rest in peace, Sergeant Major Schmitz. Now, for the first time, a female National Guard soldier has successfully completed the final stage of the Army's Special Forces Qualification Course, Q Course. She's not a Green Beret yet, but she's in the final phase of her training to become a Green Beret. And kudos to her for getting that far. If she makes it all the way, great. Kudos to her. Now, the first F-35C Lightning II pilots who graduated from the Navy Strike Fighter Tactics Instructor Course, best known as Top Gun, and are all back in the fleet training others right now, which is a good thing, because I believe we have most of our aircraft carriers back out at sea, with a couple of exceptions that came in on rotation. Now, the U.S. Naval Academy, talking about social media, has opened an investigation into social media posts allegedly made by a midshipman that suggested police should shoot unarmed protesters and that Breonna Taylor received justice when she was shot and killed by police in Kentucky. That's rather pathetic, whoever did that. And the Navy now understands what's been causing the psychological events in aviators, which spiked so sharply in 2017 that flight instructors refused to get into their jets to train new student pilots, with a recently completed root cause analysis pointing to a complex relationship between the aircrew, their flight gear, and their aircraft. So they found something, we just don't know what the something is. By the way, the Navy is moving forward with a new guided missile frigate. But right now, Bath Foundries, the shipmakers, is reportedly going to be going out on strike. And that may slow the program down to a zero crawl. We'll know soon. Now, a pararescue man who died in a mountain rescue training accident in Boise, Idaho last October was pulled from the mountain after a team member's anchor slipped out, according to a ground accident investigation report just completed. Sorry to hear about that. The Air Force also has awarded a contract to begin producing and developing improved body armor for women who will fit better and provide more protection for them. Now, this will be a good thing, finally, after all these years. And after a day of work on the farm in Virginia, a 16-year-old Miller Browning thought it would be nice to make a T-shirt for his uncle and great-grandfather, calling the shirt Everyday Heroes. And she just got a licensing deal and permission to do so from the United States Air Force and the United States Coast Guard for this T-shirt that says Everyday Heroes on it. How about that? Kudos. Also, the Air Force will test a new fighter pilot training plan designed to fix deficiencies and reduce the time needed to transform a raw student pilot into a fighter pilot lead from 40 to as few as 22 months, about half the time. And we'll see how that goes. Also, the Marine Corps has identified a Marine Raider killed in an airborne training accident. He was Sergeant Wolfgang Wenninger, 28, from Auburn, Ohio, the Marine Raider who died in a parachute incident. And that happens every now and then. Now, Marines are in talks with the Pentagon's research and development community over how a land-based hypersonic weapon could be incorporated into the smallest services quick maneuver concept. That'll be interesting. And oh, by the way, the annual Marine rotation to Darwin, Australia will for the first time incorporate unmanned surveillance drones this year. The RQ-21 Blackjack drones are in the mix being used for training in Australia by the Marines right now. And we will be back with more, including Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, who will be right with us when we come back. More on the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kathy is going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and we are definitely broadcasting from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, and we appreciate everybody tuning in and chiming in and opining, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you. Now, I'm taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and I'm telling you, they are working for me. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, like I have been, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. You are going to love what you're going to see there, and it's all good for you, too. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is here with us, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on up there in New York City today?
Well, I said, I'm 30 miles out of New York City, I might as well be 10,000 miles away. It's kind of an oasis where I am. New York City is a disaster. I won't go near the place. It's massive amounts of shootings taking place over the course of the weekend. I wouldn't go near it. Wouldn't go near it. Not only that, it's just, you're learning more and more. One of my favorite places and memories of New York, even going back to my childhood, is the American Museum of Natural History.
Oh, yeah.
On Central Park West. They're now taking down the Teddy Roosevelt statue.
Yeah, now let's stop for a minute. Now, the reason they're taking down the Teddy Roosevelt statue is because walking behind him on the ground is a Native American and a black man, correct?
Yeah, they're right next to him on the horse.
But here's the problem. In the Rough Riders, which Teddy Roosevelt was the commander of, they had Native Americans. They had black men. They were proud to serve, and they did serve during that war with Teddy Roosevelt. So what's the issue?
I don't know. There is no issue. I mean, out west, Francis Scott Key statue being torn down. Ulysses Grant statue being torn down. I don't know. I've gone to sleep. I woke up and I'm in a different world. Mm-hmm. Where'd my country go? It's going away.
Well, like it or not, and I'm not advocating violence, but I am advocating the people that are listening to me in the cities of Seattle, Minneapolis, Atlanta, Chicago, and New York City, where people are running wild and rampant, doing whatever in the hell they feel like. It seems like you need to get two things going. Number one is you need to get involved politically, and there's a recall effort in Minnesota. There's a recall effort in Washington State. There's a recall effort going on in Illinois. You know they're trying to recall the governor in Illinois right now. You know that, right?
Pritzker?
Yeah. And they're getting they're getting very close to the amount of signatures to get it where they need to get it. So we'll see. But you need to get involved in the process, and you need to get these bums the hell out of office.
I agree. You got to get them out of office. I think impeachment efforts are a waste of time. Quite frankly, I just think that they. I mean, how often do they get anywhere? How often does you get impeachment efforts, recall efforts, all of this stuff? More often than not, they don't go anywhere. You're better off trying to work towards the next election and mm-hmm. putting up good candidates and getting them out.
But the last one that they did that I remember that worked was Gray Davis in California.
Yeah, that was ages ago. I mean,
I know.
Yeah. Very, very difficult thing to do. And again,
okay.
Dealing with the state of Illinois, which is, as well as I do, how corrupted that place is.
I do. And it goes way off. Now here, I'm going to just mention some numbers here, then I'm going to change subjects. 70 people shot as of right now over the weekend in Chicago. 11 people killed. That number went up from 38 and 9 when I started the show. Now it's up to 70 and 11. Also, in Minneapolis, you had one man dead, 11 people wounded. The cops had a tough time EMTs getting to the scene. People didn't want to leave him in there, or let him in there, rather. And in Seattle, not only did you have a teenager shot and killed and another one wounded, there's been another murder in there, and the police can't even get to the scene to investigate it. And then, on top of that, and this is really gross, human remains, several bodies, apparently, of human remains showed up in plastic bags washed up on the Seattle seashore.
Listen, Matt, you know as well as I do. I mean, and you do a great job at going and broadcasting at the various different gun shows and the importance of people bearing arms and being able to protect their own area. We live in a country now where people are just fundamentally afraid. They're afraid to speak out. They're afraid to speak their mind. They're afraid of getting groaned out by the mainstream media or social media, whatever it may be. You and I are in the free speech business. We don't, quite frankly, give a damn. You got a lot of people out there, again, they talk a big game or anything, they're not going to do anything about it. If these areas want to destroy themselves and nobody wants to do anything about it, well, what do you think is going to happen?
It's going to destroy it.
Yeah, I can't worry about CHOP in Seattle if the people in the area in Seattle don't give a damn.
Yep.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? I give a damn about my neighborhood. My neighbors do too. Let me tell you something that would never happen where I live. It's just not going to.
Nope.
Okay? Some of these areas in the country, if you want to burn them down, burn them down. I don't live there. Okay? The people there, this is the beauty of this country. We live in a big country. It's huge. And there's different pockets here and there. And if you're not willing to stand up for your rights and your people, you get what you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to hear about, oh, you know, I didn't vote for this guy. Listen, okay? You got your neighbors. You're going to have to participate. You have to protect what is yours. And it's just that, okay? Too much people talk, and they don't want to do. Okay?
Yep.
You and I do every single day. You want to protect your neighborhood, make sure your neighborhood's safe.
Yep. Now, speaking of safe, there's been a turn on this coronavirus. U.S. health officials are now warning that there's been a shift in a radical direction towards those in their 20s and 30s. Now,
good. This is what people don't understand. This is fantastic, okay? You take a look at the death toll, okay? It's down 42%.
Yep.
42%. Younger people are going to get it. And you know what? It's more up 99%. It's not going to affect them. Okay, it's not a bad situation. You got more doctors coming out and saying that the viral load is much less. Even in Italy, now older people are getting it in Italy, and they're fine. They're not dying from it. People in their 80s and their 90s. This is the reality. Why do you think the stock markets are not collapsing? Because you know what? It's the markets are smarter than the news. The news wants to scare everybody back into lockdowns. The virus is dying off. Just because more and more people are getting it doesn't mean it's worse. It's a much different strain.
Yep.
How do you think epidemics of the past wore out?
Yep.
They didn't do lockdowns. They just get weakened and they go away. The immune systems weaken this. Sunlight weakens this. This is why it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to slowly but surely dissipate.
Yep, so does the heat and the humidity.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So there you
Everybody's
go.
Getting all upset of, oh, look at the K-word, this is terrible, so on and so on. No, it's not. Okay? 80% of the population is going to get it at this point in time, and most people have no idea, and they're not going to know.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's some interesting polls coming out, and I like to look at Rasmussen because they seem to be pretty well spot on. And they're saying that belief that Black Lives Matter more than All Lives Matter is up from 5 years ago. However, the majority of the voters in the poll believe all lives matter first. And voters also favor by 2-1 a Blue Lives Matter law in their state to protect the police from any bodily harm.
Absolutely. But again, you know, the police, I couldn't even imagine being a police officer nowadays in one of these cities. I could. What do you do? I mean, what do you do? I want a body camera. I want a camera on my car. I want a camera. I've talked about this even in the workforce, the workplace in corporate America. I want a camera. I'd be wearing if I was working in a big office with tons of employees in New York, I'd be wearing a camera. If I was a school teacher, I'd have a camera in my room. I don't trust the media. I don't trust people telling the truth. I don't trust anybody anymore. And, you know, I hope they get more to this because I feel terrible for these police officers that are trying to do the right thing. I know the families, friends that have been, you know, lifelong police officers, their kids, 10 years, like they're retiring. They're getting out. They don't want to do it anymore.
Now, what's amazing is these polls that are out there, they're showing that Joe Biden's up by 12 points here and 11 points here and all that stuff. I just don't buy it, and I'm not seeing it, because his approval rating still sits at 47%.
Matt, it doesn't matter. Right now, it's the economy, okay? If you get the country opening back, President will win. That's it.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll talk about the economy. You have a great day, my friend. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And he is right. Like James Carville said, it's the economy, stupid. It is. And by the way, we need to put our people back to work first before we give the next H-1B visa.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.